Thankfully, we know what day it is.
Wendy, we do know what day it is. Now, listeners to yesterday's show will know that we've started a new tradition. Since Wendy and I started doing this bonus hour, the stream of consciousness, back in 1973, Wendy has always been the person who has said which day of the week it was during that stirring opening anthem. But we decided yesterday that we should let the Hollywood elite, the famous, the A-listers, chime in and let everybody know what day it is. So today, based on your suggestion, Wendy, yesterday you suggested who should start us off, and they just did. Who was it, though? Who was that celebrity? If you know, can we get? Do we have a prize? Can we give it out?
I believe we do. 312-235-2525. You have to guess who the A-lister is that told us that it was Wednesday today. Mm-hmm.
They just did it there during the opening anthem.
Was that our opening anthem?
Yeah.
We were not kneeling.
Nobody knelt during it.
Yeah, we may do the celebrity thing once a week to start, so we can compile all these recordings of great celebrities.
Oh, I'm already getting messages from the A-listers, from the celebrities, begging us to please let them lend their Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday to the opening theme. Everybody wants in, Wendy. It's just we're so busy. There's no time for all the coordinating that it takes.
I did reach out to George Clooney via Twitter. Messaged him.
Yeah.
But the problem is I asked him to say Saturday or Sunday, so it's really kind of unusable.
That won't work.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I hope he answers my future requests.
Let's hope so. So who was it? Who was the celebrity who just chimed in and let us know that it was Wednesday? 312-235-2525. We have a fabulous prize. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is? We'll find something.
I think we have a Lou Malnati's to give away.
Oh, do we? All right.
I'm not 100% sure.
A fabulous prize.
See, there's a little bit of delay when you're on the stream, so you have to allow time when you give the phone number out at 312-235-2525 for people to call.
The stuff you're hearing right now, Wendy and I said about a day and a half ago.
It's not that big of a delay.
No, it's not? I thought it was a day and a half delay.
Oh, we lost our first caller.
Oh, no.
But now we have a second caller.
Have they guessed correct?
It looks
you don't know?
Like it.
Did they not say who the guest was on the screen?
No.
No? All right.
We kind of just threw this contest on Jasmine, by the way.
I know.
We should have probably filled her in.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it. For future contests, we will certainly put more planning into it.
All right. Brian has called us at 312-235-2525. And Brian, a listener yesterday gave us an idea, and Bill chimed in and said we should have celebrities doing the day of the week. And who was today's celebrity?
I believe it was Marcel Marceau.
Yes, it was. The greatest mime that's ever done it. The greatest mime in mime history. Mime is money, Wendy. You know that.
All right, you know what?
Spot on.
We are going to set you up with, I believe, Jasmine, we have a Lou Malnati's pizza, correct?
We gave it away yesterday.
So, Brian, we
will give you the address of the person who won the Lou Malnati's yesterday, and you just go to their house and tell them you demand half their pizza.
Sounds great.
I think we can get another one for you, and if not, I'll pitch in the money. So hang on. We'll get your details, Brian. Congratulations. The first time, Marcel Marceau, very good guest.
He was
absolutely
great.
Correct. And hang on 1 second. And we will set you up.
Thank you very much. Love the show.
Thank you
very much.
Wow, there's one person who loves the show.
Is Marcel Marceau still with us? I hope he is. Isn't he?
I got to be honest with you.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure he is.
Lou Malnati's gives you great pizza. You can call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. You can share your pizza with somebody who loves pizza in a different place and time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just enjoy it yourself because they have lots of locations. 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. That's from the top of my head.
My computer isn't set up yet. I'm going to have it set up very, very soon, and I will look up Marcel Marceau. I believe he's still alive. I think there would have been a lot of notoriety should he have expired. French people live a long time, Wendy. I don't know what it is about the French people, but they just live long. Good for them.
They do live a long time, and it appears, Bill, that he died in 2007.
Oh, what? How could that be?
Because he's quiet. We didn't know that he died.
I guess not. But there should have been more fanfare.
It would be quiet fanfare, so how would we know it was fanfare?
I guess. But he is the finest of all mimes.
Très magnifique.
The best, right? Isn't that French for the best?
Yes. He was famous for his stage persona, Bip the Clown.
Oh, I didn't know the clown. I knew he did a clown character, but I didn't know he had a name. And Bip seems appropriate. No, I wasn't afraid of him. Maybe quiet clowns are more palatable somehow.
There is some truth behind that, because clowns are notoriously loud.
Right.
And obnoxious. I got to be honest with you.
Yep.
Yes, he was known as Bip the Clown. He referred to mime as, quote, the art of silence. Mm. He performed professionally worldwide for over 60 years, and he passed away
quietly in his sleep
on September 22nd, 2007, in France.
Well, appropriate. My other favorite mimes, we've also lost one of them, Shields and Yarnell. One of them is no longer with us.
Which one?
I don't remember which one.
You are...
But how about this? On a day where we spoke with Valerie Bertinelli, because we pointed out earlier, Valerie and her husband Eddie Van Halen looked very similar, Shields and Yarnell also looked extremely similar.
And
Robert Shields and Lorraine Yarnell, I believe. Right? Am I right?
Wow, I think you... Lorraine Yarnell died at 66.
Wow.
In 2010. Yeah,
I think
looked...
they were divorced. I think.
Well, you know, when you mime next to someone for all those years, you never really communicate.
They would pantomime arguments. Like something would bother one of them, and they would just make a lot of hand gestures toward the other one. And that's not healthy. You got to get it out.
My God, did they look alike.
Didn't they
almost looked like twins.
Yeah, much like Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen with similar haircuts, Lorraine Shields and Yarnell had the exact same haircut. Exact.
Wow, they certainly did. She wearing the pixie cut and him just having a long-haired boy cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert Shields is still doing
stuff. Is
he
still miming? We should have him on. Although that interview would be pointless because it would just be us asking questions and him getting trapped in a box. That would be the most horrible interview of all time. Sorry, the late Dick Gregory, but you know it's true.
You totally killed him.
No, I didn't. I don't think I did.
You mentioned his name saying it was the worst interview we've ever done.
And
our second interview
four
with
days
him.
Later.
Yes.
Yeah, I
done.
Know. I know.
He's still, 2011, he was in a movie called Sedona. And that's all I got going for Robert Shields.
Do you remember they were on, they had a show on NBC, a summer replacement show. It might have been on two different years. And they were always on Johnny Carson and Merv Griffin and Dinah Shore.
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher all the time.
And a show that I completely forgot about, yet I watched frequently, and Shields and Yarnell participated a lot, The Mac Davis Show.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, his theme song was Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me. He'd sing that at the beginning of every episode. And his wife's name was Shelby.
All right, you're scary.
How about that? And then... Mac Davis, they put him in a movie. They don't know if he can act, but they saw him on his own variety show, so they throw him in this movie, North Dallas 40, with Nick Nolte. And he was really good in it.
He was good in that.
He was shockingly good in it.
He was a sex symbol, Bill.
Yeah, that's where I know him from. From our meetings.
With the sex symbol guys hang out.
Yeah. We used to have meetings at the VFW hall. I'd see him at all the meetings.
Hello, my name is Bill, and I'm sexy.
Yeah. Do you want to be cured? No, thank you. I'm happy quite the way I am.
God, I totally forgot about the Mac Davis Show, which ran from 1974 to 1976, and featured regulars Glenn Campbell, Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers was on it then.
He's a really good guitar player.
Roy Rogers?
No.
Mac Davis.
Roy, who's the guy from Hee Haw?
Roy Clark.
Yeah.
So who was on it, Roy Rogers or Roy Clark?
Roy Rogers.
Oh, okay.
Paul Lynde
was on the Mac Davis Show?
Yeah, Steve Forrest, John Biner. John Biner's show? Who wasn't on?
Steve Forrest was the guy from SWAT.
Yep.
Well, why would he have been on there?
He was only on one episode as
himself. Oh, as a guest star.
Yeah.
Okay.
John Biner, who was on everybody's show.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
He's still alive. I think he's back in Canada. He's from Canada. I think they made him go back.
That was the weirdest thing to say.
They said, enough of this. You are going back to Canada. We've had enough of your antics, they said.
So
this was a time in the 70s, because it's not like this now on TV. You have to constantly be, it's weird. They would do these summer replacement shows, and they knew then that the show would only last for 8 weeks, right? So they would always put the stars like Mac Davis, or the one that I remember the most, because it was so awful, but I watched every episode, was Mel Tillis and Susan Anton.
I totally remember that.
Remember that show? It was called Mel and Susan Together. They had nothing in common at all. So on every show, they would do a monologue where they would come out. Now, you couldn't do this today. They would talk about a topic, and Mel Tillis would just keep stuttering or stammering.
That was his thing.
That was his thing. And then Susan Anton would try to correct whatever he had said. Like today, people would go, well, you can't just have that. That's not enough for a show. But that's all it was.
Every week?
Yeah, they would talk about something, like the topic would be family vacations, and he would come out and start to tell a story, and Susan would look at her watch. Mel, the show's only on for an hour, and everybody would laugh. How cruel. That was it.
Well, that was his... He wasn't really a stutterer, was he?
No, he really was.
Oh, I thought he really did that as his, like, catch thing.
No, except when he sang, of course, he didn't stutter or stammer, but when he would talk, he always did. He'd show up on Johnny Carson and start to tell a story, and they'd never get to the end of it because, you know, it was funny, I guess, back then to have a speech impediment.
That is sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. These are other stars that appeared on the Mac Davis show.
Does it say on there his? Because I'm like 98% sure he would always open the show with "Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me."
I didn't question you, and I came across it, so there was no reason to go,
right.
You're right, Bill.
I just wanted to make sure.
Paul Lynn, Dale Evans, Jimmy Webb, Jack Cassidy.
Oh, wow.
These are all people who guest starred or appeared on the Mac Davis show. Karen Valentine, remember?
You got to put her on.
Room 222.
So lovely.
Is she still with us?
Yes. When I was doing stand-up, there was a club in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and their artwork was all pictures of Karen Valentine. And whenever I would ask, because it threw me for a loop, because I loved it, but I couldn't understand it. So I would ask them, I'd say, what was the idea behind this? And they go, what do you mean the idea behind it? And I go, well, you could do any kind of artwork in the world, but you have 8 different pictures of Karen Valentine.
That's weird.
But they made it look like I was the weird one for asking.
No.
Like, why would you even ask that? She's beautiful. And I go, no, I'm not questioning she's beautiful. But you could do like seascapes or other comedians or, you know, different cities. You could do anything, but you went with why is that weird? Like, they didn't understand it. They thought I was crazy for asking.
That's crazy. We really need to start doing our Where Are They Now segments. We really do. And we can get the whole list of people we should get.
From the Mac Davis cast list.
Susan St. James.
Yeah.
I loved her.
So she would have been on McMillan and Wife at that time.
The Pointer Sisters, Anita, Bonnie, June, and Ruth.
Always good. Doing the Neutron Dance. They'd have them do the Neutron Dance on there.
Robert Shields and Laureen Yarnell Jansen.
Oh, I didn't know she had a different name. She was married to David Jansen at that point, I guess.
No. Ron Silver.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really good actor.
Ron Silver?
Yeah.
So at that point, Ron Silver would have been on probably Rhoda.
Oh.
They probably had him on to talk about Rhoda.
Yeah. Very excited. He died, too.
Yeah. Yep.
In 2009 at 62.
Now, why did I know that he died, but nobody told me about Marcel Marceau until you did just, you know, 10 minutes ago? Why was that kept from me?
I don't know, but I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm sorry I'm the one who had to tell you.
That's okay. I'm going to observe a silent protest in his honor.
All right. Well, Shields and Yarnell,
does it say when their show was? It had to be...
They were on an episode of Wonder Woman. Actually, Robert Shields was. Let me go back to the show.
I bet that's what broke them up, was she was so bitter that he got the episode of Wonder Woman that she goes, I can't... This whole marriage is a sham.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, a lot of these people are dying. They were in Spaceballs?
Shields and Yarnell were? I don't remember that. As what? Does it say who their characters were? You know who they looked like, kind of? Remember on Super Friends when they had the Wonder Twins for a couple years? They could have, like, if there was ever a Wonder Twins movie, they could have played that. Maybe that's what he played on Wonder Woman, one of the Wonder Twins. And the episode was him trying to find his twin.
Yarnell began her career as a dancer on variety shows. She's best remembered for serving as the body of the Joan Rivers voice robot Dot Matrix in 1987's Spaceballs.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but you didn't see her, so that's like...
It's, she was still in it.
Yeah, but like Peter Mayhew, I only know it because my husband's a Star Wars...
He's Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's right. The only reason I would know it. Who knows Peter Mayhew?
He's made such a great career out of just...
Growling.
Even though he's been covered up always. I don't think he's ever just been himself in a movie, but he goes to comic book shows. He's making crazy money just to be in the suit and the outfit.
Lorraine Yarnell.
Lorraine. I think it's Lorraine, isn't it?
It says Lorraine.
Does it?
Lorene.
All right.
She died July 29th at the age of 66 after suffering a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
She was best known for her partnership with then-husband Robert Shields. The duo worked the streets of San Francisco.
Not the TV show, the literal streets of San Francisco, doing their mime act, right?
I guess, before hitting the small screen where they starred in their own 70s variety show and made appearances on hundreds of programs, including the Sonny and Cher Show, The Muppet Show, and the Christmas at Walt Disney World special.
Do you know who else made a living doing mime work in San Francisco? Somebody else very famous.
Gilbert Godfrey?
Nope. Somebody else extremely...
I'd love to see him do that, though.
It would be fun. Somebody else very famous started out as a mime in San Francisco. Who would it have been? And his career eclipsed that of both Shields and Yarnell together and separately.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. Wow, very nice. If we didn't already give a pizza away.
Which we don't have.
Right. We're already one down on prizes.
Shields and Yarnell were also a hit on the Vegas Strip and in concert halls around the world.
Oh, I wish I had seen them in Las Vegas.
I feel like I saw them somewhere. Were they ever through Chicago that my mom would have taken me to see them?
I guarantee you, if they ever played here, I would have been at that show. There's no way I would have let that gone past.
It is Lorene.
It's Lorene?
It's okay, Bill. You're off by two letters.
But I thought he used to say Lorraine. Like when they would do when they would sit down with Merv or Dinah, I think he would say Lorraine. Maybe that's what broke them up. She's like, we've been together 9 years and you're still calling me the wrong name.
But he wouldn't say it. Wouldn't he just mouth it? So I could see where you could read Lorraine and Lorene would look similar.
Well, they would do...
They talked?
They would do... Well, no. They would always come out. Like Dinah would introduce them. And then they'd come out and they'd pretend they had a rope and they would do a tug of war. And then they'd pretend that one of them had to get up into the attic to find, stuff like that. And then, you know, everybody would go nuts and applaud. And then Dinah would call them over and they would then talk about, you know, what they had just done.
In real voice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you got half of them doing mime and then the other half is them explaining what they just did.
Isn't that bad if you have to explain it?
No. Normally it is. If you tell a joke and you have to explain it, it's bad.
Yeah, but if you're a mimer
right.
and you have to explain, I'm trying to get out of a box.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, I'll give you
it
that.
It should speak for itself, or not speak for itself.
It should not speak for itself. Judy Pilak said she would mime the news for us today. So let's see how that works. That's coming out in just a little bit. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we have a button that is stuck.
Gremlins in the studio?
Yeah, there are gremlins in the studio, Jude.
Why? You'd probably like that.
I love it. It's fantastic. Don't get them wet.
Isn't that what the gremlins sound like?
Aren't the
little furry gremlins?
Walking Dead gremlins, maybe.
Don't they squeak or make some noise?
Is that how they sounded? I don't remember that.
Jasmine, try and find some audio of the Gremlins movie.
I don't remember them sounding that way. It's possible.
How would you not know what they sounded like? Were they friends of Shields and Yarnell?
I feel like they didn't make any sound.
They had like little pleasant squeaky noise.
That was pleasant and squeaky. My voice is lower than theirs.
Oh, that's true. All right. No, I remember
them. Try it again, Wendy. Let's hear it one more time.
No, they didn't sound like
when they were
that.
Running.
Sounds like Flipper.
That's it.
That's more growly. Yours was more.
It's
more
the same
porpoisey.
Thing.
Yours had a lot more porpoise to it, like that.
Now that is good.
That's pretty good,
That
right?
was not my best porpoise
Judy, if
either.
You ever have a news story that needs a porpoise sound, would you just signal
Absolutely.
Wendy and she'll provide it for
yes.
you?
Yes.
I can't do. I'm losing it.
You're very good with sounds.
Yeah, it's like a CNC.
Wait, let's see if I have any.
Wendy was the original CNC.
Pull my string.
No, I'm not falling for that trap. Thank you, but no thank
you. You fell for it like eight times.
Not again.
You're a slow learner.
I'm not falling for it again. All right, it's news time, everybody.
Now I'm finished.
That's not how you end your broadcast. It's I'm Judy Pilak. That's what
you
normally
say.
Yeah, I guess so. Beat the traffic. Can I congratulate one of my heroes? Billy Joel, hands down, one of my favorite entertainers of all time, is about to become a dad again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Is he like 70?
No. He's 68.
He's following in Tony Randall's footsteps.
Tony Randall is furious.
Tony just had another kid last week, and he's been dead for how long?
Tony Randall had a knack for
being... How many children does he have, Tony Randall?
I don't know how many. I think
but
Tony
he was
Randall
having
has...
them in his 80s.
He was at least... Was he 80?
I think 82. I don't know why.
I know it was late 70s, but it might have been 80 or 81. Maybe. Oh, wow. Could
was
he
been? Married or just having babies?
He got married.
He had baby mamas.
He got married much, much later in life.
Okay.
And his wife wanted kids. I guess he wanted kids, too. But by society standards, he was older than usual. But that didn't stop him. Good for him. And now Billy Joel, at the age of 68, is about to have another child with his wife, Alexis Roderick.
How old is she?
She's in her 30s, I think. I'll tell you in a second. She's 35 years old.
But that is not a big deal.
No, that's not a big
68.
Deal at all.
He's 68. I mean, really. You know, when you think of it when they're younger, yeah, it's a big deal. I have a chuckle every time I tell the kids, you know, when I was in high school or when I started college, my husband Jim was in junior high, and it makes the kids laugh. Back then, it was weird, but...
Right.
As you get older,
really right. high, what's the
He's
age
six
difference?
Years younger than I am. I didn't even know what
Robbing
a cougar
the cradle
was.
There.
Didn't
know, Wendy. Know.
Didn't know you till you became one.
Well, whatever.
And everything changed. When my parents were in their late 40s and early 50s, I would always say to them with a straight face, I would love so much to just have a baby sister. You know, just because I knew it would irritate them. And they would explain that there was no way that was going to happen. I'd say, but I think our family would be so much more complete. I was 20 at that point, so, you know, that wasn't going to happen. But I would just I'd go, please, think about how great that would be. And I would help. I would do whatever it took to help.
How do you help?
I don't know.
You mean like financially? Or
no,
you'd adopt the baby or
I
what?
I would buy baby powder.
You would loosen them up with some cocktails.
Whenever baby powder was necessary, I'd go get some almonds.
You'd babysit? Because that would have been
my
first.
Babysit.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, if you babysit the baby
babysit.
For the first 20 years.
And I have from time to time said to the to our daughters who are now 20, I've said, hey, we're thinking about having a baby brother or baby sister. What do you think? And I just get an irritated look. What? No.
They don't believe you. By the way, I stand corrected.
70s.
Tony Randall was 75 years old.
Yeah.
And his wife, Heather, was 25.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's a chasm.
I'm sure they were in love.
They were in love.
She was in love with something.
She was. Yeah, there is no way.
What are you suggesting?
Exactly.
That Mrs. Randall didn't love Tony?
No, she loved his stardom and fame and money.
The couple had two children, Julia and Jefferson. They remained married until his death.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But imagine...
How many years was that?
84 he died, so 9 years.
It would be weird to bring somebody home that is your parents' age, right? But think about it. Tony was her grandfather's age.
Great-grandfather, maybe even.
Possibly, but certainly grandfather's age. So I always thought, boy, what if my daughters brought home a guy who was my... That'd be weird.
Yeah.
But if they
what
brought
if
home a guy
Tony
that was...
Randall?
If it was Tony Randall, I'm fine with it.
Exactly.
I love Tony Randall. I would have no quibble with that at all. Tony Randall!
You guys should have a baby.
I'll pay for the wedding if you guys get married. I would definitely pay for your wedding, Tony Randall. Could Jack Klugman be the best man? Because that would be the greatest wedding of all time.
And I mean, I know it happens sometimes, but, you know, to prove our point... Bill,
if your son brought home a woman
and
said, I'm in love with her, she's a year older than you, how would that be? Wouldn't you be shocked by that?
Yeah, because it wouldn't happen.
You don't think there's any way?
Unless it was Meryl Streep, then I'd be like, I'll pay for the wedding.
This is fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's...
There's no one that I would approve of that with.
I mean, there are sugar daddies, very, very few sugar
mamas.
Mamas, I guess, yeah.
Right. My daughter Kylie told me about a friend of hers at school that is thinking about doing this thing where it's like an, you're like an escort. The guy pays for your schooling, and what you have to do is accompany him to events.
Yeah. So you're just arm candy?
Yeah, that's yes. not... That's,
I think it goes beyond arm candy.
It goes beyond that. I've, be careful.
It goes down to pants candy.
I've... You have sullied the good word candy.
You mean I have some candy in my pocket? Go grab it?
You have taken the word candy, the most delicious word in the English language, and
well,
tainted
you're,
it.
You've given up sugar for the next 40 days, so I'm just trying to help.
It didn't help. It made it awful.
There is no way whoever falls for that, there's no way.
I have said to her that there's guy's going to be expecting more than just accompanying her, and she goes, no, that this is becoming a thing now. No. And I go, no, it's been a
it's
thing forever.
Prostitution.
Right. I go, that guy's not just going to say, just come and accompany me to an event. She goes, no, that's all it is. It really is. But I, and it's.
Is the friend doing it?
She was considering it.
Is it called an escort service?
No, it's called
that doesn't make
something.
Any difference.
Well, it does, because if it's an escort service, certainly
it's
she should
not,
be.
It's called
yeah.
morethanescorts.com.
Or no, less than escorts.
I
or
don't
no,
know
you
what
don't
it's
have
called,
to.
But there's like some fun name. Like it's one of the, you know. You know how there's so many sites that pop up that you just go, I'm too old to even care about this. So it's one of those. She goes, well, you've heard of it, right? It's called like e-something. I don't know what it
let's
is.
Just hang. No strings attached.com.
So she goes, she wants to get on this, and then her schooling would be paid for. And I go, come on, there's got
to
be.
Yeah.
There's
too
more
good to,
be to
true.
It. Don't, please, don't tell right. her not to do it, you know, because it sounds unsavory.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how does this girl not know that if she's going to a school?
You know what, though? Think about it. You need the money.
I need somebody to pay for Michael and Dylan's college.
Yeah,
can I, you know, join this?
You want to hook them up on this?
No, I'll do it.
Oh, you'll do it.
You do it for them.
That's even
you
better.
Pay my son's college education. Perfect.
College sugar babies date for cash.
That's what it is. Sugar babies. Is it? Is there?
They've tarnished that name, too.
I think it's called sugarbabies.com.
College sugar babies date for cash. This is from CNN, February of 2013. Go inside the sugar daddy, sugar baby dating scene on Lisa Ling talked about this
Did
on her
Lisa
show.
Did Lisa Ling tackle this?
Serena Cervantes had been struggling to earn her bachelor's degree for 7 years with tuition for two courses at her California university demanding $2,300. She's only taking two courses?
That's not enough. That's going to take her 116 years to graduate.
Yeah, if I'm going that route, he's paying for the whole shebang, which is about $180,000.
The sugar shebang.
The sugar shebang.
The 25-year-old.
So it should be called.
She's 25. She's worked as a maid and retail clerk to make ends meet. But she says that dating the men she encounters on sugardaddy.com, D-A-D-D-I-E.
Cute.
Sugardaddy.com has proved to be more lucrative.
Oh, I'm sure it's more lucrative, but does it say in there if they're expected to do more than just show up at events?
Dating site SeekingArrangement.com, which connects wealthy men with women looking for financial support, reports that female college students made up 44% of the site's total users in 2012. With tuition on the rise, the number will likely continue to climb. While some may compare the practice to prostitution or questions the morality of trading money and gifts for affection...
I did both. I did.
The people who use these sites contend that they're merely a conduit for both parties getting what they want. Men who engage in such relationships, many of whom are older and married,
yeah.
enjoy...
Oh, she didn't say... I was not told about the married part.
Of course.
I was just told lonely. To protect me.
Because obviously. Protect her friend.
To protect her friend.
And her friend, are you sure she doesn't mean her?
I said to Terry...
I'm asking for a friend means...
After this was, I said, all right, so when she had this conversation with her friend, was her friend trying to talk her into doing it too? And Terry just looked at me and she goes, you know her better than that. And I do know her better
yes.
than that.
I know her better
I'm
than
not
that.
Yeah. I'm not concerned that she would be... Because she's not paying... I'm paying for her school anyway. What does she care?
She needs the spending money.
I'm kind of... I'm fronting her on that one too.
All right. Stephen Pasternak launched Sugar Daddy in 2002. And men who engage in such relationships, many of whom are older and married, enjoy taking care of a young woman and assuming a mentor role in their lives.
Yeah.
Mentor.
Mentos.
Those are lots of big words there.
The freshmaker. Mentor, the
freshmaker. You have some guys who like to spoil and pamper their women by taking them out
Diapers?
To nice dinner.
Are there diapers involved, Wendy?
See, but they've lost me right there. If they said they're lonely and they just want to go out and do stuff, right, that makes much more sense.
But if they're married...
Do their wives know they're involved in this? They don't, right? Their wives wouldn't know.
What wife is going to say, go ahead, sure, go sugar daddy?
With a younger, more attractive woman, take her.
And who is... What people... There are people out there who they just want to take care of someone?
Oh, my God.
The guys are expecting some
sort of... Take
care
of your wife, dude.
Sexual gratification
from
this, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, they're not saying that necessarily. You have some guys who like to spoil and pamper their women by taking them out to nice dinners, buying them gifts. Some maybe help with the utility bills or take them on trips. I've heard of that where people, if I don't know if they're single or not, and I don't know where I've heard of this, but I've heard
What circles are you traveling in?
Maybe it was on some TV show.
With Lisa Ling? Did Lisa Ling tell you about this?
No.
No?
But, like, they want a vacation. It must have been in some movie or something I just saw recently that a guy will pay you to go on a trip with them so it looks like they have this beautiful woman that travels with them.
Right. But isn't that an escort service, essentially? Not necessarily on a trip, but just anywhere.
Yes.
That's what an escort is.
And then the red flag goes right up on that one.
Yeah.
All right. The average monthly allowance, and again, this was in 2013. Sugar daddies, they shell out $3,000 a month.
Who, the rich old guys?
Yeah, they give you $3,000 a month to do what they need. Now, what do these sugar daddies get in return for all their generosity? This is the question we've all been wondering.
Companionship.
Surprisingly, sex isn't a given. It's obviously on the table.
Sex on the table. It should be under the table.
But there are other motivations. Some of them just want to go out to eat. I can't continue. Some of them just wanted someone to talk to. Some of them just said outright, can we have sex for this amount of money? And I've said no, according to this girl.
All right.
But she admits that sex ups the ante. If a sugar baby consents to an intimate
relationship... Leave my auntie out of this.
It's like next to impossible to work with you on the stream.
I'm sorry.
You have turned into Donald Trump where you have no filter.
He's like a sugar daddy.
My auntie had nothing
to do with
this.
You're acting like a sugar daddy.
I apologize.
It's called sugar dating. That's what this
is. Yeah, that's what I knew it had something to do with sugar. I can remember what? E-sugar or something like that. Because she said, I said...
Wait, so she it ups the ante when it's sex, you can expect a lot more money.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
But that's not a given.
Yeah, because now you've gone into probably illegal activity.
But don't you think there are some guys, I'm positive this is true, there are some guys that are just legitimately lonely, and they say to themselves, I've amassed something of a fortune. Why should I not have the right to find a girl? I'll go out with her. I'll talk to her about school. Tell her
my
life story.
I do believe
that.
I don't believe that.
You don't think there is one in a million.
I do believe it. No, I think people are lonely, but everything you've said does not point to that. It's about having a young girl on your arm so everyone can see.
So you look good. Yeah,
you look good. It's about having sex. It's about, taking care of the girl. But really, what does that translate into?
Right, right.
Oh, my God. I don't know if this is not safe for work or what.
But what?
SugarDaddyForMe.com. And you can, if you're a sugar baby... Looking for a sugar daddy,
right?
You can. It's like a website. Browse sugar daddy or sugar baby profiles.
Oh, shall we?
Is there an age limit to being a sugar
baby? Most viewed sugar babies between the age of 18 to 24.
Legal consent age.
What about for guys over 100? Maybe I could.
Wow.
Man, you know what? You're like me. No effort at all. I'll push your wheelchair.
Because you know what? Absolutely. Because I know there'll be no shenanigans there. It'll be perfect.
No.
Those would be sugar daddies, sugar granddaddies.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of the requirements is probably that you need to be an RN.
Visit sugardiabetes.com. See what's on there.
Jeez.
Oh no!
See the
But on that website, does it say anything about there being any sexual conduct whatsoever, or are they just suggesting this is just a meeting place? Whatever happens between you, that's up to you. Does it say?
You know who we should ask about this is Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart.
Yes,
he's so involved in all this.
Yes,
because maybe he'll be like, that's not a site we're really that worried about.
There was a New York City mixer for sugar babies and their sugar daddies.
Oh, there was?
This past August.
Oh.
Was Kylie in New York at this time?
In August? The last few days. I don't, just for the record, I know she's not involved in this.
No, Wendy, it's her friend.
It's her friend.
Right. Because you know what? I think there is probably a certain percentage of young girls who don't even maybe need the money, like
right.
Kylie.
It's just extra spending money.
Well, no, it's just kind of.
But she knows.
It's
I mean,
the thrill of
she
it,
wouldn't
too.
Do it.
I know. Yeah, I know. Like, she,
know.
As she was telling me this, you could see the look on her face, like, can you even believe that somebody that I pal around with is even considering this?
But,
you know?
Guys, you're paying for her college, yeah. And it's a lot of money. So
yeah.
There are people who don't have a mom or dad paying for college.
Right.
I can honestly see why they would do this.
Absolutely.
I mean, and
people need. Money.
SeekingArrangement.com, where beautiful, successful people fuel mutually beneficial relationships.
Yeah.
How it works. I just signed you up, Judy, by the way.
Oh, Judy, congratulations.
Perfect. Put my age down.
They're going to send
like...
a 100-year-old guy over to your house.
I know.
Just be ready. Hey, it's Hans Molman from The Simpsons.
He'll
How
be
are
a
you?
Big, like, X. Does that qualify?
Here is what is an arrangement. An arrangement is where people are direct with one another and stop wasting time. It allows people to immediately define what they need and want in a relationship. Our profiles allow members to effortlessly state their expectations. This is what we like to call relationships on your terms.
That's good.
So if you say, hey, I really need some money for college.
Yeah.
I do not want to have sex. I'd love to go out for nice romantic dinners.
Right.
Attend shows, sure,
right.
But again,
I will spend
no
your
sex.
Money.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
Happy to do that.
We'll
you will
talk
give
about
me money.
Whatever you pick
yeah.
the topics,
I will
and
listen
we'll discuss
to your
it.
Boring conversations.
Yeah.
I will eat your fabulous food.
Yeah.
And go to really great shows.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
What is a sugar daddy, you ask?
What is a sugar daddy, Wendy?
Well, Bill, successful men and women who know what they want.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They're driven and enjoy attractive company by their side. Money isn't an issue, thus they are generous when it comes to supporting a sugar baby.
Oh.
What's a sugar baby,
What's
you ask?
What's a sugar baby?
Well, Bill, attractive people looking for the finer things in life. A.K.A. Judy Pyle.
Notice how everything starts with attractive.
Right. It
attractive,
does, doesn't
attractive.
It?
Yeah.
It
it's
does.
It's so icky.
Listen to this rest of the sugar baby stuff. They appreciate exotic trips and gifts. Mm. Sugar babies get to experience a luxurious lifestyle and meet wealthy people on a regular basis.
Is there such a thing as a Splenda daddy for people that are watching their weight?
Oh, there's real-time messaging. You can share private photos.
Ooh.
Background verified members.
Nah, I'm out.
Does it cost something to join?
Sure.
I don't have that.
Oh, it has
for the
to.
Sugar daddy, not the sugar baby.
No, I bet both parties pay.
But the sugar
into
babies
this.
Need money. That's why they're doing it.
Oh.
They can't afford it.
Oh.
Their sugar daddy picks up the tab.
Their mission, SeekingArrangement.com, delivers a new way for relationships to form and grow.
Hmm.
Sugar babies and sugar daddies or mamas both get what they want when they want it. Oh, my God.
Sugar mama.
Well, yeah, that sugar babies are the younger ones, and the sugar mamas.
Oh, how old do you have to be a sugar mama?
No, I bet a sugar mama provides the same service for a young
daddy.
Guy.
Right.
How
do you know so much about this?
Freddie Kylie's told me about it. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got a friend who was asking.
Right.
That's right.
Kylie's friend's dad talked to me about that.
I should go on as a sugar mama and see what the expectations are.
Yeah.
139 different countries using Seeking Arrangement.
What's the most far off one?
I don't have that information.
Borneo? I'm heading over there anyway. Said something for you, Jude. All right, we must stop. We must take a break.
Oh, please. Sign up for free.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, sign up for free, but then there's got to be some sort of monthly or yearly charge.
Yeah, but the sugar mama or daddy pays, right? There's probably a fee, and the person.
Probably.
Yeah. Because remember, it's about money.
Everything is.
Yeah. Oh, I think I just accidentally signed up.
Accidentally.
Well, now it's like interested in men, women, or both. What do I put?
Both.
Put both.
Right.
Don't discriminate.
Oh, now they need my email. It's saying I'm not a robot, but I am a robot. So.
A sugar robot. Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Now that would be the perfect solution.
Sugarbot.com.
Yeah.
Sugarbot.
More after this. It's Phil and Wendy WGN.
It's never too early to spread goodwill. You know what? It's that time of year again. It's the Goodwill and Tree Time Tree Trade-In Sale. Please come join us at our live broadcast. will be at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington this coming Friday, just a couple of days away.
We're going to be out there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then I have to stay late and vacuum. You can help me with that if you like. That includes our streaming bonus hour, this very hour from noon to 1. Come have lunch with us, grab a slice of pizza from Moretti's Ristorante and Pizzeria.
And we'll give you the chance to win all kinds of Christmas items as well. If you have an old artificial Christmas tree and you'd like to donate it to Goodwill, you should. You'll get $75 off select new Treetime trees. So be one of the first three to bring a tree to the broadcast, and Treetime will throw in an additional $50 off.
Remember, Goodwill and Treetime are collecting tree donations throughout the month of October, so come join the party and get into the spirit of giving. See you there at Treetime, 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's this Friday. It's coming up in a couple of days, Friday, October the 20th. More details can be found at WGNRadio.com/events. It's all sponsored by Goodwill and by Treetime.
It's our party.
And by SugarDaddies.com.
No, don't sponsor. It's our party, and Bill can vacuum if he'd like to.
I'm gonna. I can't wait to. That's it for today's show, everybody. Tomorrow should be a good one. I hope you'll listen in. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.